Ted Williams, chief of Rama First Nation, proudly represented his community at the Toronto Maple Leafs Indigenous Celebration Game on January 11 at Scotiabank Arena. Williams played a key role in the event, hosted by Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, MLSE, which was a tribute to Indigenous culture and contributions. The role of the chief pic.twitter.com/ku0uoop, Toronto Maple Leafs, at Maple Leafs. January 11, 2025. That morning, Williams met with Maple Leafs head coach Craig Berube, whose nickname, Chief, originates from his time playing with the New Westminster Bruins in 1984. A teammate gave Berube the nickname after learning of his Cree heritage through his grandmother. In a video shared by the Leafs on social media on that Saturday morning, Berube acknowledged the importance of using the title Chief with care, recognizing its deep cultural significance. The role of a chief is not just a leader in the warrior sense, but a leader in the development of their people, Williams explained in the video published on the Leafs' social media channels. I respect that he has taken the opportunity to educate mainstream society about the reverence of the role. During their meeting, Williams presented Berube with a handcrafted Toronto Maple Leafs medallion created by Rama councillor Sarah Snake, a gesture symbolizing goodwill from the Rama community. I gave him the medallion and told him it had been smudged with eagle feather and it had nothing but goodness in it, Williams shared with Aurelia Matters, an affiliate of Bradford Today and Innisfil Today. I thanked him for being an educator on behalf of the Indigenous community and allowing me to share more about what a chief really is. Williams noted that Berube was moved by the exchange and appreciated the gesture. Later that evening, Williams stayed to watch the Maple Leafs take on the Vancouver Canucks as a guest of MLSE, alongside Indigenous collaborators who contributed to the planning of the celebration game. I have been a Maple Leafs fan all my life, Williams said. In the 60s, I remember going out with my brother after hockey night in Canada and we would play hockey by the post light. When it was my turn to be goalie, I'd pretend I was Bruce Gamble. Reflecting on the night, Williams called the experience a lifelong dream fulfilled. In Canada, Toronto was, by and large, Canada's team in the 60s, he said. To be able to spend time in the space with representatives from the team was part of a dream I never thought would occur. Williams expressed pride in representing Rama First Nation and the Indigenous community at the event. He also commended MLSE for their efforts in advancing truth and reconciliation. They are taking a leadership role on issues related to reconciling our past as a society with the Indigenous community, he said. It's very much appreciated. For Williams, the evening was a meaningful acknowledgement of his heritage and a celebration of the progress being made toward understanding and respect.